Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks the 19th of August of the year 2020, and in 1842, on this date, the city of Hobart in Tasmania was founded, and that was the last we heard of there. In 1911, the Mona Lisa, a famous portrait by Leonardo da Vinci, if you're an idiot who doesn't know anything, was stolen from the Louvre in Paris. The painting was stolen by a man called Vincenzo Perugia, an employee of the Louvre, who believed that Leonardo's painting should be returned to Italy for display in an Italian gallery. The Mona Lisa was recovered 2 years later when he tried to sell it off the back of a car. Your guest today on the podcast is disgraced yoga instructress and recent prison escapee, Charlie George. Welcome back to the show.
Hi. I don't know why I'm whispering, but I'm afraid I'm on the run.
Coming up today, you'll be telling us all the latest in paranormal news, but first, some headlines of stories we won't have time for. In the news today, in Australia, budget airline Tiger Air has been scrapped as its parent company Virgin looks to cut a third of its workforce after going into COVID-induced administration. Given that Tiger Air flights are known for being late, cancelled, cheap, garbage and at the wrong airport, customers are being asked to walk interstate instead of flying with the service and are expected not to notice the change. Unfortunately, the very public plan to fire conspiracists at Europa, Jupiter's most hospitable moon, and strand them in biodomes has leaked, with a number of conspiracists taking measures against the plan to catapult them into space to get them out of other people's hair. Many online forums from QAnon down are now recommending all people that don't want to get catapulted into space should staple their feet to the floor, which, once the battery life on their phones runs out, is hoped to serve a relatively similar purpose. Are you a conspiracy theorist, Charlie George, at all?
I'm more of a magical thinker than a conspiracy theorist, but I just panicked because I like to walk barefoot and the thought of staples through my toes would really challenge that.
Oh man, yeah, you did not grow up in Australia if you didn't have at least one nail entirely penetrate your foot from bottom to top.
That actually sounds quite exciting the way you put it, but no, I wouldn't like that.
The tetanus shot is our coming of age, you know. That's all the time we have for the headlines that we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. It's time for your ad section now, because why not spend the money you don't have? And whether it's a date night or a flatmate night in lockdown, Cecil's Party Supplies has the right night in for you. With everything from a home-delivered live Zoom string quartet piped in for your remotely coordinated flash mob marriage proposal to the party time escape room delivery, which is just where they lock the doors on your house from the outside and drop a home laboratory in, and you can get out when you've created a cure for the coronavirus. Cecil's Party Supplies. Try some today. Eye of Newton, toe of frog, wool of bat and tongue of dog, adder's fork and blind worm sting, lizard's leg and owlet's wing, shadow of the dread lord's daughter, and about half a glass of water. Whether you're a witch brewing a curse, a fertility treatment, or a lush paraben-free shampoo bar, you don't want to be caught short on your vital ingredients. Remember, always have half a glass of water nearby when you're brewing up a potion, and you'll regret nothing until the villagers inevitably turn up with their pitchforks and sexism to judge you for the deal you made with the devil when you were young and drunk.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Last Post.
Now it's time for your top story. Top story today, paranormal news. Charlie George, you look like you've got a third eye going right there. What's happening in the world of paranormal news right now?
Yes, well, paranormal news updates globally. So we have a fortune teller who was arrested this morning after predicting she would rob a bank. Now, the crime was not committed. However, based on her astonishingly detailed testimony of the future, the judge decided she should serve the maximum prison sentence possible of 3 million years. Had she not detailed how she was going to, and I quote, dance pantless on the desks of bank tellers, sliding notes into herself whilst making sucking noises, yelling, hey, baby, I got your money, she may have received the lesser sentence of 1.5 million years. A lesson for us all there.
Yeah, it makes you regret those legislative changes that brought in the mandatory millionals.
Yes, yeah.
You talk about mandatory minimums. It would have worked if I could have said it right.
I understood you completely. It's probably my mind reading. Now, a palm reader in South Chad has discovered a hidden treasure map on the hand of disgraced film star Jimmy Swepp. Now, perhaps this will bring Swepp back into public favour after recent accusations he is violent and abusive towards local nymphs. Now, the palm reader and Swepp will be travelling to the Isle of Mauritius tomorrow to see if the map leads to the hidden treasure of privacy, which is basically a magical locket designed to ensure that all your recordings are automatically reordered in an incoherent language that can only be heard by small dogs on an aeroplane. Now, Ghoul School, top news, is out for summer with many spectre parents worried about how to control their poltergeist offspring at home. With limited activities available, yes, and regular necromancy from neighbouring spirits, how will parents manage their afterlife care responsibilities? Now, there is a super ghost whisperer, we call her the Nanny Whisperer, and she says perhaps we can take a leaf out of the haunting book of the ghost of Maggie Thatcher by not caring for our legacy, alive or dead, and instead sending our offspring off into gap years as revenants in an era of neoliberalism, perpetuating an idea of privatisation, deregulation, the primacy of the free market, the abdication of social responsibility, and a reduced role for the state. Or as mystic Meghan Markle calls it, sixth sense logic. I don't see dead people, I make dead people. So that's the main roundup of the paranormal news.
Oh, I have a ghost story.
Oh, I'd love to hear it.
Some months after my grandmother's death, I went to get waxed, and you know, in that lady way, and I was there with my feet together, knees apart, and the woman said, "You have a sad energy about you." And I said, "Oh, well, my grandmother died recently." And she said, laying down the hot wax, she said, "Don't worry, your grandmother is watching over you right now."
Oh my gosh, that's not really the moment that you want that to happen, is it? I thought for a moment you were talking about Margaret's Haunted Wax Emporium, but it sounds like you were somewhere else, but that's just disconcerting.
Well, it's better than the now defunct Madame Tussauds Waxing Museum, which is where you would be have your genitalia waxed with exact replicas of the Queen.
I thought it was dead celebrity ghosts watching you get waxed.
That too. Well, that's all the time we have for the top story today, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. Your letters to the editor now. And remember, you can send a letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Hello, Alice and guest. That's you today, Charlie.
Oh, guest.
I'm writing to let you know that your relentless advertising of half a glass of water has been successful on me. Happily, I have experienced many of the benefits of regular consumption, just as advertised. I have, however, noticed some pretty troubling side effects. Most significantly, I find myself needing to urinate much more frequently than usual, often multiple times a day now. What should I do? I feel like I'm wasting so much time going to and from toilets these days. Am I alone in this? Is this something you or others have experienced too? How on earth do you cope? Yours in desperation, Chris. Charlie, have you got anything to say to Chris here?
It's a very tricky problem. All I know is that I recently saw an advert for a golf club that you can piss into. So, and it has a little blanket that covers the area, and so that you never have to miss golfing. But you don't really sound like a golfer, so maybe
why
there's...
Why would you piss in the club when you can piss in the hole?
Well, this is what I thought, but the advert shows quite a lot of smiling old men with bladder problems just pissing, clearly holding their dick into a golf club that's empty. Very strange. But that's the Euro club. I don't work for them.
I would rather piss in the open air than think people have people think I was trying to hide my dick in a golf club.
It does look pretty strange, to be honest. I think there is a lot of golfers who are suspected of sex crimes, so it's not a good look. But no, I don't have great advice. What do you think, Alice? I know you'll be compassionate about this.
I think this is a really stupid letter. We've already mentioned the side effects of water. If you've listened to this podcast throughout the years, every single episode, particularly all the ones this year, there's definitely been a number of advertisements where we've mentioned the side effects of water, which can include urination, perspiration, anti-aging, if that's something you don't want. So I would say listen more carefully. Suck it up, go to the toilet, work on your pelvic floor, and continue to drink just as much water as your body requires, Chris. And that's all the time we have for your letters today. Remember, you too can send a letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. And thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. Your guest today on the podcast was Charlie George. Charlie, have you got anything to plug?
No, but you can follow me online to find out about embarrassing gigs that I am doing from my own bedroom and sometimes in a car park. I am on Twitter at CGDoesComedy, and I am on Instagram at CharlieGeorgeComedy.
And a big hello to all of our listeners in the other dimension. Remember, you can go to the feed to listen back to all of the episodes of this year. Previous episodes that include Charlie George are ones that you should tune in for. The Last Post is an Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E. Or commit to the full Alice Fraser experience by signing up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. The executive producer for this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His adoring and bedazzled subordinate producers are Harriet Wells and Ped Hunter. As they and we always say, good luck to you, Christopher. And I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.